is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. We have breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court, which has just announced its 6-3 ruling on Donald Trump's claim of presidential immunity. Here's correspondent Jan Crawford.
This says flatly, presidents are immune, absolutely immune for their official acts. That means acts that they take under the orbit of their office as president. But, and here's the big but, they do not have that kind of immunity for their unofficial acts. There is a scathing dissent by Justice Sotomayor, joined by the two other liberal justices. This is not an outcome that John Roberts would have preferred.
The ruling also says, quote, no court has thus far considered how to distinguish between official and unofficial acts. CBS's Scott McFarland says this will delay Trump's January 6th case.
Some of this has to go back to Judge Chutkan, the district court judge who's been assigned the trial, and she may have to go through what's an official act, what's not an official act. That's going to cost more time.
And this means it's highly unlikely there would be a trial before the election. In a social media post, Trump has called this a big win for, quote, our Constitution and democracy. Stay with this CBS station for more during the day. President Biden is digging in and fighting back after his disappointing debate performance last week with a just-released campaign commercial.
The news spot uses clips of the president's rally in Raleigh on Friday.
Did you see Trump last night? I mean it sincerely, the most lies told in a single debate.
The ad is now on in battleground states and on networks that skew younger and more diverse. It will also air during events that get large audiences, like sporting events and even the Bachelorette season premiere. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Hurricane Beryl is barreling toward Grenada, having rewritten the meteorology record book. It's the first Category 4 storm ever in June and the first before September to go from tropical depression to major hurricane in less than 48 hours. CBS's Christiane Benavides.
It was downgraded to a Category 3 this morning, but now back up to a Category 4. It's expected to make landfall at some point in those islands before heading forward towards Jamaica, and then the current track has it going towards Mexico.
A just-released study says the U.S. leads other high-income countries in a dubious category, the highest number of deaths of young people. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The number of deaths among young people between the ages of 10 and 19 has been increasing. Boys had higher rates of death than girls. Specifically, more young people in the United States are dying from suicide, homicide, and drug overdoses.
The study appears in JAMA Pediatrics. The Dow is down 39. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The governor has issued an executive order regarding the death of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The 51-year-old passed away unexpectedly Friday. A stabbing incident in Mount Pleasant resulted in one injury and one arrest this morning. The victim remained conscious despite wounds to the leg and chest. Kenosha's new Uptown Children's Library is set to open. The 7,500-square-foot facility costs nearly $3 million. It'll officially open July 13th. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has rejected a second recall attempt against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. They say it was rejected due to late signature submissions. The city of Racine is expanding lifeguard coverage at Zoo Beach to 7 days a week. The enhanced effort starts today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The
Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with five grand slams in just eight games? Manager Pat Murphy.
That's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their seventh consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell asked if starter Kyle Hendricks looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Turang in the fourth.
Yeah, it was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's, you know, it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA, Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brooke Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Timeless hits right here on WRJN, plus the big deals. I buy one of the big deals every time Lee's Deli goes up, but if you want to save some money, WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing? You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Jackson, local news and timeless hits back on WRJN. I want you back. This is Jackson 5. I'm Cindy Huber, and I've got my husband is flying out to San Diego. That's not the thing I want to mention, though. He was all ready to fly through Minneapolis to San Diego, but they're supposed to have some really severe storms tomorrow, even a chance of tornadoes going through Minneapolis area. So instead, they sent him over to Detroit for tomorrow. So this heads up. Now, for us, nothing like that. A chance of probably more afternoon, evening thunderstorms. And then maybe a chance of that tomorrow afternoon. So it won't impact us at all, but we do have a chance. Just letting you know. Beautiful, though, right now. And I just love saying 70 currently right here in Racine, WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Attention, are you or a loved one suffering complications after taking Ozempic or Wegovy? These medications may be linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses. If you've been hospitalized and diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 888-900-LAW-1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-900-LAW-1. Paid for by Tort Defenders. Tort Defenders is not a law firm and does not provide legal services.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
she didn't say all that time. Days like this, Mama said. Sherelle's on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the Brewers. Tonight at 7:05. They're in Colorado with the Rockies. Here's the Turtles.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. Special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs on WRJN, Local News, Timeless Hits, and the awesome Don Rosen in the morning. And one of the things I found out from his show is he has all these different guests on Monday through Friday. I never realized how cool the public library was. You guys have a wonderful library here in Racine. You really do. Just the different things that they offer. I just thought library had books. Who knew? Well, Don did. Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Public Library is going to be talking about their upcoming programs coming up in the summer here at in Racine, and it will be on Don Rosen's show tomorrow on WRJN, where we hand off to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An executive order from the governor will allow for Racine County flags to be flown at half staff for Jonathan Delagrave. The county executive died Friday morning while out for a run. The Racine County Eye website reports a heart attack was the cause. Delagrave had served as county executive since 2015 and was recently reelected to a third term in 2023. The order from Governor Tony Evers recognizes Delagrave's more than two decades of public service in various roles within Racine County government. A stabbing in Mount Pleasant this morning resulted in one person being injured and another taken into custody. Initial reports indicate the victim, who was stabbed twice in the left leg and chest, remained conscious and breathing following the attack. The South Shore Fire Department and Mount Pleasant Police were called to the scene at just after midnight. In about a week, the new Uptown Children's Library in Kenosha will celebrate its grand opening. The specialized library for kids spans over 7,500 square feet and opens on July 13th. It's on the ground floor of a newly built complex on 22nd Avenue alongside apartments and retail stores. The nearly $3 million library endeavor was made possible through a blend of private and public funding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I
and chased away the rain. Oh, darling, I just gotta say, oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do, and it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do, and it's so nice to hear
you spoke,
say.
We listen, local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Our goal is to inform and entertain, and if you listened to the newscast just a few minutes ago and you said, you know, I need a little bit more updating on that story, just go to WRJN.com and search for news online. This is, a lot of our news comes from there, so check it out. Here's Every Mother's Son.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, uh-huh. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Free.
looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Oldies and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell more than one friend. Maybe two or three friends. That would be really nice. WRJN's Big Deal Store, full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. I, too, love the big deals. We have those a couple times a week right here on WRJN where it's 50% off. But most of the big deals are... Oh, sometimes half off, sometimes 30% off. Peach Cobbler's on there, Lee's Deli, all these really great places to help feed your kids, right? During the summer, they're home and they're hungry, like really, really hungry. So that is the place to stop at. Big Deal Store right there. Click on the deals tab at WRJN.com and listen for a big deal of the day twice a week to save 50% off on all kinds of food, services, and merchandise.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Something tells me I'm into something. Ah.
So I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could.
I asked to see her, and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into
something.
Timeless hits and rain. Summer in Racine and Kenosha. That's what we get. Chance of rain tonight and into tomorrow. It's 68 now.
Long as I remember, rain's been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Could be truly ages, trying to find the sun.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The Supreme Court has ruled on Donald Trump's claim of presidential immunity, saying he gets immunity for official acts as president, but not for unofficial acts.